Hey there, welcome to Better Sex Radio. This is your host and resident fat girl, Crystal Bougon. I want to talk to you guys today about the womanizer. Why is there so much fuss over the womanizer? How come people are losing their minds about the womanizer vibrator? Why do people like Teen Vogue and BuzzFeed keep doing stories about the womanizer? Well, I'll tell you. In case you haven't heard, if you've been living under a rock, of the womanizer, this vibrator is, it's revolutionary, if you ask me. I've been in the sex toy industry since 2003, so that's about 16 years now, a little over 16 years, and it was one of the first times I ever saw something kind of new. A lot of times when you see sex toys in this industry, I go to the sex toy trade shows, what I see is kind of more of the same, just repackaged, like more bullets, more rabbits, more what is the other word people call bullets? Sometimes they have a different word for them. I'll think about it. Kind of the same old, right? So toys for your G-spot, toys for your for anal play, for butt plugs. And they always just kind of look like the same, new materials, different packaging, different brands, different designers, but all kind of do the same thing. And then all of a sudden, the womanizer came around about 3 years ago. Now look, everybody hates the name. It's the dumbest name ever. Apparently, they were made in Germany, and it doesn't translate well when you try to translate that word into English. Because, yeah, nobody wants to have a womanizer for a partner. But in this case, you do. Well, I should say very few people won't have a womanizer for a partner, but maybe some people do. But this womanizer is different than all the other sex toys I'd ever used before. And it was different in that it provides suction on your clitoris with vibration at the same time. Now, I don't know about you guys, but in my dream world, I constantly would have suction on my clitoris and along with vibration. Like tongues attached to a human can't really do that, right? So this womanizer kind of created this dreamy toy that just didn't exist before. They have this kind of air pressure technology that actually creates a suction, kind of like a lock on your clitoris, and it's pretty intense. I personally love it. That doesn't mean everybody will. And by the way, if it's like a $225 toy or $250 toy, I'll have to double check. You can always use my code podcast for 30% off when you spend over $30 on my website, blissconnection.com. But it's a very, very pricey toy. And when you spend $250 on a sex toy, we want it to be like really, really amazing. And I think you will find it amazing. If you are a person that has difficulty with a clitoral orgasm, you may really, really like this. If you are a person who has a very small clitoris, this might really be for you. I know from experience in selling toys to fat women that a lot of times our clitoris gets sort of like buried in a way in that we end up having larger labia. And so our clitoris gets further and further inside. It stays in the same place on your body, but we end up with more tissue around our clitoris. So sometimes it can be more difficult to get to it. And sometimes some of us are just born with a really, really small clitoris. So that's just how it is. Everybody's bodies are different. Well, with this toy, I hate to call it a toy because it's so expensive. With this tool, you can really push it around in there and really latch onto your clitoris, even if it's teeny tiny. And once it suctions on there, it won't let go until you really pull it off. Now, I'm making it sound like it's some kind of super crazy powerful suction. That's not totally the case, but I find that once I get it on there, it doesn't really come off that easily. It just only, because I have fatter thighs, my fatter thighs hold it in and kind of hold it in place along with my, fatter labia, I guess, and kind of stays in place until I remove it. It's pretty easy to remove if you really want to remove it. So I don't want to make it sound like it's like suctioned on there with, you know, within an inch of your life. It's not like that, which I kind of wish it was. But anyway, I digress. So if you have a small clitoris or you have a hard time getting to your clitoris, this might be a really great product for you. But in general, if you've had every sex toy known to man and woman, and you are ready for something different, and you've never tried a toy that has this suction and vibration at the same time, you're missing out because, yeah, game changer. Woo! It's just, to me, it's like dreamy. And for me, using it with my partner, who has a penis, when he and I use it together, lovely. especially like if I'm lying on my back, maybe I'm at the edge of the bed. So my butt cheeks are really close to the edge of the bed. And he can kind of walk up to the bed. And then I usually put the womanizer directly on my clitoris. The handle is like kind of coming in my direction towards my belly button so I can move it around if I need to. And then, you know, penis goes inside of my vagina while this is on my clitoris. And it's like, oh, eyes rolling in the back of your head. Holy crap, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening. That's really an experience that is like no other for me. Now, your partner could have a strap on and they may not have a penis, so they could walk up to the bed, to your vagina, and use, you can be using the womanizer in the same way I was suggesting. You can also try to use it if you're in a position of doggy style and have it kind of between your legs. Sometimes I find if I push a pillow in there, that helps it to stay in place. And and away you go. This toy does have a nice long handle. So for those of us who have a hard time reaching our clitoris, we can have a little more access to it. I'll measure it, but I believe it's about 8 inches long. And, you know, you're never going to use this toy for penetration. It's mostly designed for clitoral stimulation. So you just need to be able to reach it to your clitoris, and then you can let go of the handle. For me, that's what I do. Now, I kind of like it on high. Now, I can just leave it there. Some people might like to, a little more buildup with this toy. I just prefer to kind of go right in for the kill. I have to tell you guys that when I did get my very, very first womanizer, it had a shorter handle. I had a hard time, more difficulty with it. But I did still find that it made me climax very, very quickly. Because the vibration and the suction is very, very intense, the first time I used it, it was over so quick. I was like, oh, wait, no, I'm not ready. I was just like, bam, done. So I always joke what I had to do was kind of like regroup, recenter myself, do a little bit of breathing, try to prepare myself for more stimulation to my clitoris, because this stimulation can be very intense. And sometimes when our clitoris gets really, really intense stimulation, sometimes we don't want anybody or anything to touch it again. So I had to kind of refocus and readjust. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to do this again. Now I know what I'm doing. I'm going to breathe through this. And I'm not going to let myself climax so quickly. So I kind of put everything back in place. I got everything situated. I had my porn ready. I had my pillows and my blankets and my water nearby. I almost lit a candle. I didn't, though. I should have. Because what a great lover. Excuse me. So then I went back in, attached it to my clitoris again, and kind of knew it was going to be very intense. So then I just kind of took a couple deep breaths, let it kind of ride it out without climaxing, kind of holding myself back a little bit. And then once I was ready and had kind of done what they call a lot of edging and teasing, then I kind of was like, okay, let's do this. And then I kind of, you know, let go, kind of let down that mind block that was keeping me from having that big climax. And then I let it go. And these orgasms were just kind of like crashing through my body, kind of like wave after wave after wave. And I just kept having a climax. And it was like, oh man, I slept like such a baby that night. But so I guess my point is that it does take a little bit of practice to get used to it, because it is very intense. But oh, worth it, worth every penny. Now, I do enjoy a good intense clitoral orgasm, and it's hard to have that kind of intense orgasm from a tongue or a penis or fingers, because this is battery operated. Well, in this case, they're rechargeable. So, you know, tongues, fingers, penises get tired. Toys, kind of like almost like a robot, right? They don't really get tired. So it just keeps giving you that vibration and suction all at one time, and it's just like heavenly. I highly recommend it. Now, on my website, blissconnection.com, there are more affordable versions of this toy. There's a bunch of knockoffs. I'm not sure who's knocking off who, but you can look at this, the Satisfier toys. Those tend to be about a half the price of the womanizer toys. There's also some Lalo toys, or Lilo, depending on how you pronounce it, that also have that suction. I have another toy on my website called the Vibra G Pulse, but it looks a lot and acts a lot like that Tracy's Dog toy that's been going viral on Amazon and Facebook and Instagram. It's, I don't know why they called it Tracy's Dog. It's the worst name for a sex toy. maybe even worse than Womanizer. But anyway, if you want to check it out on my website, you can just search on Tracy's Dog. And it's very similar to that toy on Amazon that has like 1,500 reviews, which, by the way, if you want some good reading material, go to Amazon and type in the word Tracy's Dog. It's you think I'm evangelizing for the Womanizer? Wait till you see what people have to say about this toy, Tracy's Dog, which you can only buy on Amazon. But like I said, I have something similar on my website. Just search on Tracy's Dog on my website. But basically, people are in love with this suction. So suction and vibration on your clitoris at the same time. It's like your eyes will roll in the back of your head and stay there for like a day. So prepare to be worn out. Prepare to have a really either be super energized afterwards and just be ready to rock and roll, or be prepared to just take a really long, nice sleep, because it can be a very exhausting orgasm, but worth it. And yeah, it's $250. I mean, I think it's a great investment for me. Not everybody can spend that much money on a sex toy. I get that. So if you want to find something that's similar, there's all kinds of knockoffs now. And yeah, the Womanizer brand, the one on my website, it's all black. The handle's nice and long. It does come with two tips. So if you have a larger or smaller clitoris, the little tip can be interchanged. And it's silicone. It's medical grade silicone. So nothing to hurt you or make you feel itchy or sticky or whatever. It's totally inert because it's medical grade silicone, so it will never make your skin feel funny. You can use it with water-based lubricant if you want to. You don't need to. Well, I don't need to. I mean, everybody's different. I hate to say that. So if you like, if there's some water-based lubricant that you really like, go ahead and put it on there. It might create a nice suction for you. And yeah, love it. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Thankfully, there is innovation every once in a while in the sex toy industry, and that's always fun. I love to go to the sex toy trade shows like once or twice a year if I can, and just see what's new and find things that I know work really well for fat bodies. When we are people of size, we tend to have larger tummies. Sometimes we have shorter arms. Sometimes we have shorter arms and a larger lower tummy. And when you have both, that makes it very, very difficult to reach your clitoris. So I'm always looking for toys that will work for my clients and try to recommend things that I know work very well. Something I sell a lot of, it's like $29. It's called the Orchid G. No moving points, but basically it's like a silver bullet on a stick. Takes two AA batteries, super cheap. It's a great toy to keep in your shower. It's a great toy for all kinds of fun stuff. So if you don't have the budget, check out the Orchid G on my website. Again, you can use that code. Whenever you spend $30 on my code, on my website, whenever you spend $30, if you use the code podcast, it'll give you 30% off. So check it out. Check out the Womanizer. And you can just put the word Womanizer in search bar on my website. Check out the Satisfier. Check out Tracy's Dog if you want to. God, I know I hate even saying it. It's such a gross name. Anyway, I feel like strongly if you leave kids and animals out of sex, everybody's enthusiastically consenting. Get down with your bed self. Have some fun. We all got here the same way. There's no shame in sex. There's no shame in having a fat body and loving sex and having lots of great sex. We deserve as much pleasure as everybody else on the planet. And so go out and have some fun. And if you have any feedback about the Womanizer or the Satisfier or the other toys, always love to hear about what you have to say. So leave us a comment. Take care. Have some fun. Go out and have some hot sex. And I'll talk with you guys soon. Again, it's blissconnection.com. And then the code is podcast. Bye now.